thing, because if Galrain was really that far ahead, they wouldn't be pulling out all the stops and acting so desperate to try to do just absolutely anything to stop Thomas Massie, which apparently is what they're doing. At least that's what it seems to me when you have this ridiculous Me Too story shopped around days before the election is meant to happen. I actually want to go to an ad from Thomas Massie, and then we'll play that clip from Tiffany Cianci, as I know she's a part of a lot of people going to Kentucky these days. Folks, we're so close. We're like, we're getting things settled. We're getting things hammered out here. You'll notice I have a new computer. I will be able to call out the correct clips from now on. I'm literally setting up my computer during the commercial breaks, because this is how new it is, because we are just trying to rebuild after having been struck down by the show trials. So I don't know if we'll actually be able to make it to Kentucky, but we will certainly be in contact with the people there, and give us 6 months or so, and we will absolutely once again be hitting the road and engaged in this type of stuff, because the dangerous thing about Alex Jones and the dangerous thing about InfoWars and now the Alex Jones Network is not the fact that we talk about stuff. Obviously, the information is important. This knowledge is important. Getting attention on these facts is crucial to our mission, but in service of activism, in service of getting involved. It's not enough just to know this stuff. We have to get involved. We have to be the ones leading the marches. We have to be the ones going to places like Kentucky in order to try to shore up support for Thomas Massie, because this is a bellwether. It's a litmus test for the nation. Let's go now to this pro-Massie ad talking about the people funding his opposition. Let's watch.
Eddie Galrine is bought and paid for by the LGBTQ mafia. Far-left trans activist billionaire Paul Singer is bringing his trans madness to Kentucky. Singer is spending millions to remove Massie. The gay mafia will own woke Eddie.
And over a period of time, I and my team became quite friendly with legacy gay rights groups, including hardcore Democrats.
Paul Singer is a major pro-gay, pro-trans activist who works with far-left hardcore Democrats.
And so, I became very interested in being a funder of gay rights groups.
Galrine doesn't share our Kentucky values. He is with the weirdos. And if Galrine wins, the weirdos take over. On May 19th, say no to woke Eddie Galrine and his billionaire club of LGBTQ weirdos. Re-elect Thomas Massie for Kentucky, for America. Restore Freedom Pack is a project of Hold the Line Pack. Hold the Line Pack is responsible for the contents of this advertisement.
Reject the freaks and the weirdos. I love it. But don't you get it? Paul Singer is just complying or comporting himself with the modern dichotomy. Just ask Sebastian Gorka. The only thing that makes you Republican is support of Israel. That's it. Doesn't matter. You can be a hardcore transgender activist. You can be Alan Dershowitz. You can be a lifelong Democrat stalwart who believes in welfare and open borders and transgenderism and everything else. But if you support Israel, you're a Republican. And if you don't, you're not. We'll get into the Sebastian Gorka crap in just a little bit. But that is exactly what Sebastian Gorka is saying. I don't even know if these guys are on the right. Why? Because they don't support Israel. Tucker Carlson and Nick Fuentes are on the right, you idiots. But that's not really what they mean anymore. They're trying to redefine it. So it just makes sense that Paul Singer is now a, conservative activist, even though what you just saw, it doesn't make any sense. But he supports Israel, and that's the only thing that matters. So there you go. Let's go now to Tiffany Cianci at The Vino Mom on X. That's The Vino Mom. Hashtag creators for Massie. Hashtag Kentucky Surge. Hashtag We Ride for Massie. A lot of content creators, really of all stripes, who care about personal liberty, are riding to Kentucky to make a difference. Y'all have the video?
This is everything wrong with American politics today. This is what happens when a politician serves the interests of his voters, constituents, and the American people instead of the interests of billionaires and their pedophile friends. But I have a plan to stop it, and it's going to take every single one of us, and we're going to start right now because Thomas Massie needs our help. and he needs it today. Story time. 8 days ago, I was sitting at a lunch table in Washington, D.C., across from Congressman Thomas Massey, when he pulled out his phone, showed me a tweet, and asked me, "Miss Cianci, did you mean it when you sent this?" The tweet in question: "I will fly to Kentucky and bring every follower I have across every platform to fight for Rep. Thomas Massey. POTUS has grossly misjudged how done the citizenry is with bought and paid for politics." And the answer I gave him: "Absolutely, Congressman, what do you need?" He said, "That is exactly what I need. Can you help me?" Now, if you're not familiar with what's going on in the 4th District of Northern Kentucky, right now, Representative Thomas Massey, an incumbent that boasts the highest approval rating of any member of Congress, according to voters across the United States, is currently fending off a challenge from a primary candidate named Ed Galrain, a guy nobody's ever heard of before. But Trump said that was fine because he just needed a warm body and Kentucky voters would vote the way he told them to. Now, all of that would probably seem fine if it was just a regular primary, but it's not. What's actually happening right now is that in retribution for Thomas Massey fighting so hard to release the Epstein files and back the victims of Epstein's crimes, these three billionaires right here that have zero ties to Kentucky have spent nearly $13 million in one of the smallest districts in the U.S. that currently has a primary to try to unseat Thomas Massey for refusing to protect their pedophile friends. Now, Representative Thomas Massey is very popular, so he's actually raised more than almost any member of Congress. And still, these three Israeli donors that have no ties to Kentucky are outspending him 4-1, drowning and flooding this district in ads that are using deepfakes to misrepresent words, make up statements he's never said, lie about him, knowing he doesn't have the money to fight back. You see, AIPAC regularly brags about the fact that they have financially supported 80% of winners in congressional races, and I've also seen them congratulate themselves for up to 90% in prior election years. But at the beginning, I promised that I had a plan and that I was going to stop this corruption. I am done with billionaires buying elections and overriding the will of voters. And so today, I am calling on you to tag every creator you know that is within driving distance of Kentucky. Now, that's a big swath, okay? Within 5 hours, you've got Ohio, Michigan, Illinois, Indiana, Tennessee, Arkansas, Alabama. You've got Virginia, West Virginia, Maryland, New York, Delaware, Pennsylvania. I need you to tag every creator you know on this app, and I need you to tell them that we ride at dawn for Thomas Massey, because that's exactly what we need to do. I want every major creator that is available on this app, no matter where you fall in the political spectrum, if you are against corruption in politics and you want to make a difference, I need you here in Northern Kentucky at the Cincinnati Line. And I need you here by Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Those are our three early days. Early voting is Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, the 14th, 15th, and 16th. And final voting day is Tuesday, the 19th. And so if you are within driving distance, I need you in Kentucky. I'm already here waiting for you.
All right, so that's and Tiffany Cianci. Follow her on X at the Vino Mom. Voting starts tomorrow, folks. So tomorrow, Thursday through Saturday. Please share this content. If you're in Kentucky, get out to vote. Go knock on doors. Go hand out flyers. This is where the rubber meets the road. It's not enough to talk about this stuff. We have to fight back if we want to defeat the influence of these foreign billionaires and support a real American hero. Stay with us, folks. More on the other side.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have been running a series of flash sales for only 2 days. And the last sale ended last night, Saturday night, like I said. I'm announcing this live on air Sunday night, the 10th of May, 2026. So you have 2 days through Monday into Tuesday to get a massive buy one, get one free deal at our sponsor that owns the Alex Jones Network. Keep us on air, thealexjonesstore.com. And these products really work. Obviously, I want to be the most accurate news. I want our products to be the best. So you take them and you love them and you get blown away. Now, let me tell you about Shilajit. You can go research it. Even top scientists don't know how it happens. It's millions of years old. It's mainly in the Himalayas and a few other mountains, like the Carpathian Mountains and others. When they have a big earthquake, it will be revealed, and it's like this black tar inside the rocks, and it's full of all these insane peptides that just do amazing things for men and women and stamina.